Maybe you've heard the parable of the babies in the river. You're picnicking by the river one day, and one of your friends jumps up, startled. There's a baby floating in the river. You all rush in and rescue the baby, who fortunately is alive and yelling. And as you stand knee-deep in the water, you see there are other babies, so you rescue them. And as you bring the babies to the bank one by one, you keep seeing other babies coming your way. You're all rushing back and forth, grabbing babies and putting them safely on the bank as fast as you can, as fast as they come along. When finally you say, "Okay, everyone, carry on. I have to go." "Where are you going?" your friends ask. And you say, "I'm going to go upstream and stop whoever is throwing these babies into the river." This parable applies in just about any situation where we are trying to change this world to make it a little better. There are things we can do that are like pulling the babies out of the river, and there are things we can do that are like stopping people from throwing them in. So before I say one sentence more, I want to state in the strongest way I know how, both of these are essential. If we are to make a better world, people must be doing both. If no one addresses the problem at its source upstream, then the people downriver might well have too many babies coming along to be able to rescue them all. And also, the babies who are already in the river do need to be rescued. Neither is better than the other. Can we say that together? Neither is better than the other. Another way to describe these two approaches to social problems is that one is charity and one is justice. Again, we need them both. Or in the words of Henry David Thoreau, one is hacking at the branches and one is striking at the root. And he notes in his book Walden, there are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. Maybe that's the right ratio. It depends on the form of evil, I suppose. Well, let's look at one of the evils besetting our community, that of homelessness. We are a society that does not house all of its people. There are just so many of us living on the streets, living in cars and RVs, couch surfing until we wear out our welcome, living too many people to a room to be comfortable, staying in hotel rooms, traveling all night up and down El Camino so that we have in a bus so that we have a warm place to get to some sleep, or living in shelters and other transitional situations. And the Unitarian Universalist Church of Palo Alto has done so much to alleviate this problem for decades. As I list the many, many actions of which we can be proud, maybe you can tag them in your mind. Pulling the babies out of the river or keeping them from being thrown in. Hacking at the branches or striking at the root. Or since we're talking about housing, maybe a building metaphor is appropriate. Is a given action more like putting up a roof or building the foundation? Maybe some are somewhere in between or kind of a mix. We helped build the first subsidized senior housing in the area by donating 2.2 acres of our property for the building of Stevenson House just across Adobe Creek, early in our history. We help build the Opportunity Center of the Mid-Peninsula, which provides many services to people who are homeless or are at risk of homelessness. Temporary apartments, up to 3 months of rent assistance, restrooms, lockers, and showers, clothing, case management and counseling, classes, a computer room, and more. We were one of the founding congregations of Hotel de Zinc, the rotating homeless shelter, and have hosted it for over 20 Septembers, providing shelter and supper. In In recent years, we have also hosted Heart and Home for homeless women for several weeks in early spring. Each year, we give our entire Christmas Eve offering to Life Moves, which does so much to move people into stable housing. And Hotel de Zinc has been one of our monthly justice partners for many years. Each December, we collect brand new socks, underwear, mittens, hats, and other necessities for the Opportunity Center in our Undie Sunday drive. It's not an exaggeration to say that seeing a flyer for Undie Sunday in the church's application packet when I was looking for a congregation to serve had a big impact on me. Now, all we are waiting for is the completion of the city's permitting process before we can become a safe parking site. I'm sure I have left some things out. UUCPA has made a life-changing, life-saving difference in this community. Now, whether deliberately or accidentally, what we have used all along the way in determining our next actions has been something that in various fields is called the action reflection spiral. Sounds like I get to do a little bit of drawing here. So in the action reflection cycle, you take an action. You say, here's something we need to do, and you act. There you go, that's at your center. And then, having done that, well, you observe what are the effects of your action, and you consult with the people you're acting with. I'll just say that, observe and consult. And as you move on, you reflect on that, the things you're learning there. What are people telling us, and what are we noticing about the effects and the effectiveness of our action? And you start to plan, what do we want to do next? What are we seeing needs to be done that we've learned about from our action?